Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. This is recording for day 13 of Napod Pomo, so 13th of November 2010. Although it is just after midnight, this is the recording for Saturday the 13th. And I'm joined here by my special guest, just like yesterday evening. It's my lovely wife, Yana.
I'm a special guest now, am I?
Absolutely. This is my audio boot, and you're here, especially invited to speak to all your fans.
My fans?
Well, you've seen the campaign on Twitter today, haven't you?
Yes. Thank you, Andy. I really can't imagine why you'd want to listen to my audio boot, if I had one.
Well, but we won't know until we actually hear it, though, will we? Whether we wanted to hear it or not.
For you it's kind of 50-50. For me, I can't imagine why you would want to. Anyway, it's your audio, you said. I'm just featuring, so you better do the rest.
Yeah, you're a special guest star. So you've had a long day today.
Yeah, very busy day today we had. Yeah.
Productive?
I think so, yeah. Well, it started off productive and then it just got weirder and weirder. Somehow, didn't it? Just the usual sending you off into town and then with the children and then me deciding, oh, because it's not raining or frosty outside, I'll go and plant some of those bulbs that I bought last week. So I spent 2 hours doing that and then he came back and your mum, who was supposed to come and have lunch with us, still hadn't turned up. So,
yeah, she was... Ooh, sort of two and a half hours late in the end, and we couldn't get hold of her. I was trying to phone her on her mobile, and it was just ringing, and her boyfriend was also trying to phone and couldn't get hold of her. So I was a bit worried and stressed, wasn't I?
You certainly were. It's understandable. Luckily, the most positive version we could think of, that she'd left her mobile somewhere, was true in the end.
Yep, she turned up. I was very relieved. Very relieved indeed. And of course, Amelia was delighted to see her granny.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, that was good. So they had a whole afternoon playing together.
Yeah, and then we were joined by another special guest star.
Yeah, then I got a phone call that... Amelia's best friend, her mummy was expecting a baby, and her daddy phoned up and said, right, can you come and get her? I think it's happening. So yeah, I went and picked up the little girl and she had dinner with us, and then I had another phone call from her uncle, who said that he couldn't take her before, but he could now, so he came around and picked her up again. I would have been more than happy to have her overnight. She could have slept in Amelia's room. They probably wouldn't have slept very much. They would have had a whale of a time.
They would. And we still haven't heard anything. They're having a home birth, was the plan, wasn't it?
They must have had it by now. I mean, their first one was only 4 hour labour, so I'm sure they must have the baby by now.
Second ones are usually quicker.
Yeah. So yeah. Very busy, and then we finally got to sit down with a glass of wine, didn't we?
Yeah. And we watched X Factor. That you recorded.
That's getting weirder as well. So, yeah.
Who was the best in the X Factor for you today?
Oh, God. Well, they're all a bit weird. I don't know. Something about Elton John's songs or about the song choices. I don't know. Well, I thought Rebecca was always good, and Mick Cardle was good, but didn't do that much for me. Mary was quite good. One Direction was surprisingly good.
I think that One Direction had an easy song, a good song. I'd like to have heard what Matt would have done with that song.
Yeah, but still, at least they had to actually sing for a change.
Yeah, but I think Rebecca did well.
She always does.
Right, time to say goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.